Welcome, everybody, to the Hall of Fame edition of Three Up, Three Down, returning from its off-season slumber once again. Going to get right into it. A lot of news coming from the Hall of Fame discussion this week and the whole ballot. Going right into it, let me introduce my Roundtable Baseball Associates once again for this podcast, starting it off with KP, Kurt Peter.
Hey, what's going on?
Going over to Brian Boynton.
Hey, guys.
Angelo Felicia.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
And last and least, Jeremy Dorn.
And still reeling from the snub of Aaron Seeley. Unbelievable, man.
Ugh, you'll be even more the snub of Mike Piazza.
And Jeff Cirillo.
My name, Brian Mapes, and we're going to get right into the Hall of Fame ballot. For the first time since 1996, no player gets in on the BBWAA's ballot. 75% of the vote needed to get into the Hall of Fame. Craig Biggio, the player with 3,000 hits, gets the most votes with 68.2% of the ballot. Jack Morris finishes second, just 3 votes behind Biggio. Nobody gets in, guys. We all filled out our ballots. It's up on the blog, 3u3d.mlblogs.com. We all wanted players in, but nobody gets in. What was your initial reaction when they opened up the envelope and said, nobody is getting in the Hall of Fame this season? We'll start it off with Angelo.
Actually, I wasn't really shocked. I kind of expected no one to get in, and I know it sounds kind of bad, but I just felt that, you know, I felt Biggio was maybe probably overall the best vote to get in. I really wanted Jack Morris to get in, because I feel with next year being his last chance in the ballot, I felt this was the best year, and now I don't think he'll make it in. But I just felt that there was just too much of a spread out vote, especially with all the Bonds and the Clemens and McGuire's of the world on the ballot too. I just think there was just too much, you know, diversity and too much opinion to be had.
Over to you, Jeremy. What was your initial reaction to nobody getting into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, pretty much the same. It was kind of massive disappointment, though. I'd seen the exit polls, and, you know, it's indicated that the only person with a real chance was probably Biggio, maybe Bagwell sneaking in if something changed. So I did half expect it, but it was still really disappointing to know that, you know, after all that, the weeks and weeks of looking forward to this vote with such potential in this class, that not even Craig Biggio could muster 75% of the vote. So I'd say overall pretty disappointing.
Brian, over to you. What was your initial reaction to nobody getting in?
I really wasn't all that surprised. I mean, I'd been hearing guys say that they were going that they thought riders were going to take a stand against the PEDs and players and the players that used them, or players that were indicted in using them, or just players that played in the era of PEDs in general, which hurts Biggio and Bagwell and Piazza. None of those guys were ever even indicted in using them, but yet they played in the era, so that their name naturally has that stain to it. So I actually really wasn't all that surprised that nobody got voted in. I guess we'll just have to see on some of the other guys, like Mattingly and, like y'all were saying, Jack Morris. I don't even know if they'll get in next year because of the class next year.
And KP, over to you. Final thoughts on nobody, your initial reaction to nobody getting in.
I wasn't that surprised. I was going to be kind of surprised if all of the PED guys got in. I thought it was going to be all of them and maybe Biggio or no one. I'm pretty disappointed that Craig Biggio didn't get in on the first ballot, being a 3,000 hit club member and whatnot, and kind of being just a workhorse, and I mean a small workhorse at that, but still a workhorse for the Astros for so long, and to see him not make it and to see the wave of players come in next year is, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, I had the same feelings. I had pretty much prepped myself seeing the exit polls that they've tabulated from the ballots that were out there on the internet already, that it looked like nobody was going to get in, so it wasn't much of a shock. But seeing that, thinking guys like Piazza, Biggio, just that I thought when I saw them playing would end up surefire Hall of Famers in 5 years, first ballot, not getting in. That was the shock to me. But I still think a lot of these guys are going to get in, and we'll get to that later. Of all the guys on the ballot, nobody got in, but who did you think had the best chance of getting in this season? Was it Biggio? Was it Jack Morris, who had been on the ballot for a while? Did you think that with the PED talk, the how big Bonds and Clemens numbers were, did you think that they have the best chance? Did you think Piazza possibly being the best offensive catcher? Who did you think had the best chance of getting in this year? We'll start it off with Brian.
Honestly, I was thinking Craig Biggio had the best chance of getting in, given the fact that he was the most versatile player. He played he started all eight positions except for pitcher, didn't he? So, given that he was versatile, he's like fifth all time in doubles. He's 3,000 hits. He's a upper 200 career hitter. I thought he was a surefire in this year. Bonds, his numbers are insane, but I knew that the Riders were going to take a stand on him at least his first year because he upsetted so many of them for so long that they may eventually vote him in. I don't know. We'll get to that later. But, like, and then same thing with Clemens. It's the PED. So I thought Biggio had the best shot because he played the game clean and he played hard every day and he was a great player.
KP, over to you. Who did you think had the best shot of making the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I definitely think Craig Biggio. I'm clearly not the only person in America that thinks that PEDs definitely made a difference. I mean, statistically wise, yeah, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens probably you would think would get in, but they've got that asterisk next to their names, so definitely Craig Biggio.
Angelo, over to you. Who did you think had the best chance of getting in this year?
I also think Craig Biggio's up there, but I felt that, like I said, with the amount of times that Jack Morris has been on the ballot and given the, I'll just say, watered-down competition, let's compare like to next year because next year is going to be full of first-time balloters that'll get in. I think that Jack Morris had a great chance to get in now, and the fact that he didn't, like I said, with next year with Glavine and Maddux, I believe, I just think that it's over for him. And even really like a guy like Piazza, you know, Mapes, like you said, I kind of thought he was going to get in right away too. And the fact that he couldn't even make it in on this class, on this PED ridden class, that he didn't get in is kind of shocking. I am a little shocked about Bonds, given the fact that I understand the controversy and everything and why the Riders would be upset. But, you know, it's hard to pinpoint exactly when the drugs sort of flowing in his system. But, you know, he was one of the few players of recent time to win back-to-back MVPs. And I'd like to think he did that before he started juicing.
Jeremy, over to you. Who's the one player you thought had the best chance to get into Cooperstown?
Well, I think that Biggio was the obvious one for a lot of people, you know, for reasons that you guys have already listed. But one guy, it's hard to say that I thought he was definitely going to get in, but I had high hopes just because, you know, I've been kind of pulling for him for a few years now, and that's Lee Smith, which is kind of out there. But, you know, he's only behind Mariano Rivera and Trevor Hoffman in saves all time. And this is, you know, the 80s and the early 90s when closer wasn't as, you know, important as it is now. It wasn't as prevalent of a position. And the guy has an ERA just barely over 3, 478 career saves, you know, top 5 Cy Young finish as a closer 3 times. You know, it's one of those things where I know that closer is one of those positions that is not necessarily ignored by Hall of Fame voters, but maybe not valued as highly as the other ones yet. So that was someone that I was really hoping would get the nod. And, you know, I think he might eventually, hopefully time doesn't run out, but a little disappointed to see him not get as much support as I'd hoped this year.
He wasn't on my personal ballot, but I think Jack Morris had the best chance to get in. I figured with all the PED guys coming in, they would try to find an alternative. The voters would to get into the Hall of Fame just to have one guy, and I thought Morris would be the alternative from that, but I don't know why they didn't go with
Morris more, especially guys coming down the pipe, especially with Morris just 1 year left on the ballot in 2014. It'll be interesting to see if he can get the remaining, what is it, let me add here, 7.3% that he needs to get into Cooperstown. I'm going to move over to what do you do with the PED guys? Bonds and Clemens got more votes on their first ballot than any PED suspected player ever. They both came in at about 35%. Barry Bonds was at 36.2. Roger Clemens, 8 more votes at 37.6%. I really want to meet the 8 people that voted for Roger Clemens but not Barry Bonds. That if you're going to vote for one, I think you got to vote for both. They're basically on the same level, pitch top pitcher, top hitter-wise in the history of the game. But, guys, we now have Bonds and Clemens. They're the upper echelon. We've got guys now, Mark McGwire, he's down to 16% of the vote. Sammy Sosa has 460 home run seasons. He's down to 12% of the vote. Rafael Palmeiro is one of 4 players ever with 3,000 hits and 500 home runs, and he is close to falling off the ballot completely. What do you want to do with PED suspected guys, and should they get into Cooperstown? We're going to start it off with KP.
I don't know if they'll ever get in. It's a tough subject, but I did see yesterday, I was watching MLB Network, and they were talking about, like, what do we do with this era of baseball? Do we, like, quarantine them off in their own little section? Do we have a, do we let them in and then put them off to a different section? And I forgot who was talking about, but they were like, then you can bring your kids to Cooperstown and, you know, explain to your kids, like, this was the era that people used steroids and cheated or whatever, and they put them in this other section, which I guess I don't disagree with. It's kind of weird, but it's also hard to, I don't know, it's hard to deny the guy putting up that much stats, and then it's hard to accept the fact that he got caught using illegal substances. So, I mean, you can go either way. I've never been a big fan of Barry Bonds. I don't really like him, and Roger Clemens was always a good pitcher, but I'm not a huge fan of his either. So if they get in, they get in. If they don't, it's not no grain off my shoulder.
Angelo, over to you. What do you want to do with PED suspected guys?
I think, kind of like I touched on a second ago, I think you have to look at their overall performance in their whole career. I know it's really hard to speculate, you know, or I should say maybe pinpoint when they started using. Guys like Barry Bonds, who, you know, will be remembered for all the home runs he hit, and especially all the home runs he hit late in his career. You got to believe that's when he was, you know, on his PEDs. And like I said earlier in his career, when he had back-to-back MVPs, you know, do you take that in consideration and say, well, he at least was good before PEDs got in his system? Or do you just say the whole thing's tainted and throw it all out? Personally, I'm okay with, you know, if you cheated in any which way, any point in your career, then you don't deserve to be in the Hall.
Jeremy, your thoughts on PED suspected players? We might be heading down the road where in 14 more years, we don't have the player that had the most MVPs ever and the player that had the most Cy Youngs ever being enshrined in Cooperstown. What would you do with PED guys?
Well, there's so many sides to the issue. It's the trickiest, you know, current issue in baseball, I think, and it's so tough because, you know, you look at Bonds and let's just assume that, you know, 2001, the record-breaking single season was the first year of alleged steroid use. You take in his stats before that in his career, he's a Hall of Famer, even if he retired in 2000. But, you know, that being said, he did cheat, you know, he disgraced the game in many ways, and it's such a tough choice. I don't know if I would personally ever vote for them if I had the opportunity. I do expect them to be in eventually, whether it takes 2 more years or 10. And that's sort of unfortunate because I think it reflects poorly on the integrity of the game. And no matter what, you know, even future generations, no matter what they, you know, look at, whether it's just statistics or legacy or what, they're going to know that Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds and other guys like that in that era were cheats. I mean, that's going to be attached to them their entire careers. And so that part of me says, when you disgrace the game so badly and just break the rules so awfully and, you know, set such a terrible example for this game that was, you know, very pure in its inception, I guess, that to me is kind of like the Pete Rose situation where, hey, buddy, you screwed up big time. You know, you're banned. You're banned for life. And obviously it's too late for that. But, you know, that's why I'm a little bit split on the Hall of Fame thing for them.
Brian, over to you. What would you do with PED players?
Well, I've actually heard two national writers in the last few days give two very different arguments for this. One of them says you vote them in based on performance, based on their numbers. Their numbers are good, you vote them in. The other one said don't let any player who played in the PED era into the Hall of Fame. Therein lies a problem, though. Some of those guys are already in the Hall of Fame. I know this is going to be kind of sacrilege, but Cal Ripken Jr., Tony Gwynn, majority of their careers were played during the PED era. They just happened to retire before 2002 when the Mitchell Report tests came out, or when the Mitchell Report tests were taken. I'm not saying they did. I'm not saying they didn't. I don't know. But the fact that they were able to put up those numbers for that long a time and play that many games injury-free for that long kind of leads to they were on something. Now, every era, if you can cheat, you're going to. I've heard rumors of players in the 60s, 70s, 80s who were on amphetamines. So the older players were on amphetamines so they could play better, play longer in their careers. Do you not let those guys in? Because then you're not letting Hank Aaron in. It's kind of slippery slope. I think you go based on the numbers. And if you're going to let them in, put something next to them that says, played in this era. Played suspected of steroids. But don't just keep them all out wholeheartedly and don't just let them all in. Based on their numbers only.
My final thoughts on this is I think if we don't eventually let them in, we're going to miss an entire era of baseball that exists. And part of the Hall of Fame isn't just the Hall of Fame. It's a museum. It's to honor the entire game of baseball, the entire history of baseball. And we can't just block out this area where we're just saying, okay, maybe a couple of these guys that we don't think did it, they get in, but these guys with these tremendous numbers are out. There's no hard proof on a lot of these players still. There's nothing, except for Rafael Palmeiro, who got busted. He's out in my book, but I think to not have these guys in at some point is a little difficult to swallow. It'll be interesting, I think, to see what they do next year, if maybe they just gave a quote-unquote punishment to Bonds, Clemens, by not letting them in on their first ballot, and maybe they will eventually let them in. Which brings us to our next segment. We're going to play a little in or out with the 2013. I forgot we changed the year since the last podcast. But we're going to play in or out. We're going to go down the list, percentage of the votes. This is not if you would vote for them. This is if you think they will eventually get into the Hall of Fame. We will start it off with Craig Biggio, first year on the ballot, 68.2% of the vote. You need 75% to get in. In or out on Craig Biggio and his 3,000 hits? We'll start it off with the fellow Texan, Brian.
He's in.
Jeremy?
In, absolutely.
KP?
Might not be next year, but he'll get in.
Angelo?
I'll go with in.
And I also think Biggio will get in one day. Next, Jack Morris. 14th year on the ballot. Next year is his last chance. 67.7% of the vote this year, up 1% versus last year. One last chance. Jack Morris in or out? We'll start it off with Angelo.
He's out.
Jeremy.
Yep, out.
KP.
Out.
Brian.
Going with the theme, out.
This is tough. I think he gets in. I think there's going to be some sort of groundswell backlash against the sabermetricians that hate Jack Morris, that the old-time guys are going to try and get Morris in next year just to stick it to the sabermetricians. Jack Morris never had a season with an ERA under 3. Like, every Hall of Fame pitcher has had at least 2 seasons with an ERA under 3. He had none, and he might end up in the Hall of Fame. Next up on the list, one of the biggest gainers this year, Jeff Bagwell, the first baseman from the Houston Astros. He was up to 59.6% of the vote in 2013. Do we think he eventually gets in, or is he out? We'll start it off with Jeremy.
Well, it's a shame that he's lumped in with all the other steroid guys, because he shouldn't be. I think he's in.
Brian.
I'm going to go in, but on a push.
KP?
Yeah, he'll get in eventually, I think.
Angelo?
I also think he'll get in, like, in a few years.
Yeah, I'm going to agree that he'll eventually get in, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's not until he's in double-digit years of the ballot. Next on the list, Mike Piazza, first year on the ballot, 57.8% of the vote. Still a chance that some sort of PED rumor might come out on him one day. That could completely drop, and he could end up in Mark McGwire territory. He could be in next year. Again, maybe my quote-unquote punishment, guys. Jeremy, we'll start off with you. He was a Rookie of the Year for the Dodgers, and you're the Dodger fan. Mike Piazza, eventually in or eventually out?
Eventually in, hopefully in a Dodger hat.
KP, over to you.
Yeah, I think he's kind of in the same boat with Bagwell. It won't be like tomorrow or next year, but eventually.
Angelo, over to you.
I'm with you, KP. He's going to get in, but it's going to be a while. I thought for sure he had a great chance this year, like I said earlier.
Brian?
He's in eventually, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's in. Just watching how he carried those Mets teams, I don't think any PEDs are going to come out on him officially. I think he will eventually get in. Another interesting case. He has been on the ballot over 10 years now. Former Montreal Expo Tim Raines. We've seen a groundswell come up by the sabermetricians. He is up over 50% of the vote for the first time at 52.2% this year. Tim Rock Raines, does he eventually get in or is he out? We'll start it off with KP.
I don't think he'll get in.
Jeremy, over to you.
Oh, I think he's got to be in. I hope he is.
Brian?
Yeah, I think he's going to get in on his, like, 14th or 15th year.
And Angelo?
I'm going to go with out just because he's not going to get in next year. He doesn't have many more left.
Yeah, I'm going to lean with Brian on this one. I think he'll eventually get in. It might be on the last ballot, but I think when the more stats that come out in favor of him, he was on base more times than almost any player ever. I think eventually he's going to get in. It might be on his last ballot, though. Next player, Lee Smith. He actually went down in the voting this year, down to 47.8% of the vote, the former all-time leader in saves. Jeremy, you loved him. You were talking about him before. Does he eventually get in, or is he out?
You know, this year kind of crushed my dreams, man. I don't think he's going to get in, which is going to be a damn shame.
Brian, over to you.
There's not any closers in there currently. Well, I guess there's one or a few, but yeah, I don't think he gets in. I just don't, not with Rivera and Hoffman coming up soon.
KP, over to you.
It's going to keep trending downward for him, I think.
And Angelo.
I also think no.
I also will say no, and I will call that Mariano Rivera will retire after Trevor Hoffman, but get into the Hall of Fame before Trevor Hoffman as the next closer inducted into the Hall of Fame, probably, what, 6 years down the road? One more year for Rivera plus 5 years, yeah. Sounds about right. Another first-year player. No steroids involved with this guy, at least we think. Kurt Schilling, he said on Twitter that he would be happy with 35% of the vote. Turns out he got 38.8%. One of the very good pitchers, excellent postseason pitcher. Does he eventually get in or is he out? We will start it off with KP.
I think he'll get in eventually, but it might take him a few years.
Brian, over to you.
Well, he's already got one sock in the Hall of Fame, so the other one has to join it, right? I think eventually he'll get in.
Jeremy, your thoughts?
I didn't think so before this year, but he did get a good number. I think he'll be in eventually.
And Angelo?
I think he'll be in, but I think it might be those 10 to 15 ballots later.
Yeah, I agree as well. I think it's going to be a later vote for him, especially if Jack Morris gets in. I think it'll be very hard to compare Kurt Schilling to Jack Morris and keep Schilling out. So I really think that Schilling's induction hinges on if Jack Morris gets in next season. Next player, going down the list, steroids pitcher Roger Clemens, 37.6%, rumored to get steroids. Will he be the first PED-suspected player to get into the Hall of Fame? We'll start it off with KP.
Yeah, he'll probably get in eventually.
Angelo.
I think, yeah, but maybe his last couple ballots.
Brian.
He was one of my favorite players growing up. So, yeah, I think he'll get in. I don't think it's going to take that long. I give him year 4, 5, or 6.
And Jeremy?
Yeah.
No, you did not yet. But, yeah, like I said, I don't know if I'd vote for them, but I think they will, or Clemens will get in.
Did I miss anybody on that one?
No.
No, good. I think Clemens eventually does get in. The other PED suspected player, the hitter, Barry Bonds, more home runs than any other player, 500 homers, 500 steals. Does he eventually get in? Gonna start it off with Jeremy.
Yep, same case as Clemens for me. I think eventually he'll be in.
Angelo?
Same thing. I think he's in.
Brian?
He's in. If he doesn't, it's because he pissed off the Riders too much.
KP.
I hope he doesn't, but that's because I just don't like him, but I think he'll probably get in.
Yeah, I think the numbers are too high. I think he'll eventually get in. Next up on the list, 35.9% of the vote, down from last year, arguably the greatest designated hitter of all time, Edgar Martinez. Designated hitter is a position. Will he be the first basically DH-only player to get into the Hall of Fame? We'll start with Brian.
If he's still on the ballot when David Ortiz gets elected to the Hall of Fame, he will. If not, he won't.
Jeremy, over to you.
I like what you said, Brian. I got to say yes. He is the designated hitter.
KP, over to you.
Yeah, I agree.
Angelo.
Yeah, you said it, Jeremy. Man, I miss those 90s Mariners.
I love Edgar Martinez. He's on my personal ballot, but I don't think he's going to get him, and it's going to be a damn shame. Next player on the list, Angelo's realm, Alan Trammell. 33.6% of the vote, dropped from 36.8% in 2012. Does he eventually get in, Angelo?
I think he does. I also really hope he does.
KP?
Probably not.
Brian?
Yeah, I'm going to be leaning to the no side on this one.
Jeremy?
No.
And I'm going to go a no as well to Alan Trammell. Next up on the list, Larry Walker, 21.6% of the vote. Numbers not skewed maybe by PEDs, but maybe by Coors Field. Is Larry Walker, should he be in the Hall of Fame? Is he in or out one day? Start it off with KP.
He's kind of like the budding Jeff Bagwell of the voting right now. So, I don't know. He may. I think yes.
Jeremy.
Oh, man. If Larry Walker is not eventually elected to the Hall of Fame, you will see the angriest Jeremy you've ever seen in your life.
Brian?
Yeah, I think it'll be in the last few years, but yeah, I think he gets in.
And Angelo?
Yeah, I think he eventually gets in, too.
I don't think he eventually gets in. I think we're going to get such a backlog here of hitters that Larry Walker's going to get forgotten and get stuck in this 15 to 25% range every year and not be able to break through. Another guy who may not be able to break through, down 3.2% in the vote this year, 493 homers, the crime dog Fred McGriff. Will he eventually get in, or will those 7 home runs not getting to 500 cost him on being out? We'll start it off with Angelo.
Well, I think he's deserving to get in, so I'd like to see him get in. And I think he'll get there eventually.
Brian?
Yeah, 500 was the mark before PED, so I'm going to go no.
Jeremy?
It's unfair that he's 7 shy, but I think that's going to hold him back, which sucks.
KP?
He will not make it.
One of the favorites of my childhood, but he will not get in. Speaking of favorites from my childhood, we don't have to play in or out with him, but he's next on the list. 18.6% of the vote, Dale Murphy, 2-time National League MVP in 1982 and 1983. 15 years on the ballot. Sadly, does not get in the Hall of Fame, but we can all agree he is definitely a class act, a great campaign put on by his family, Braves fans on Twitter. I know I was involved in that, but a great salute to Dale Murphy. Hopefully, if my heart is happy enough, the Veterans Committee will put him in one day. He certainly deserves it, especially on the character clause that is keeping a lot of these PED players out of the Hall of Fame now. I think they should reward a player that did everything right, that had great numbers. But of course, we got to go back to the PED guys. Next guy on the list, 16.9%, down again as more steroids players came on the ballot. Mark McGwire, 16.9%. Should he just forget it? Is he eventually going to get in? Start it off with Jeremy.
I don't think so, actually. Believe it or not, despite the 580-something monster runs.
Angelo, over to you.
No, I don't think he gets in.
KP?
Nope.
And Brian?
No, I don't think he gets in.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get in either, which is really ridiculous. You never, when that season in 1998 happens, you never would have expected that Mark McGwire would probably never be in the Hall of Fame. Next player on the list, we'll get to his 1998 compadre in a minute, but next on the list, Don Mattingly, a huge drop from 17.8% down to 13.2%. Anybody want to think Don Mattingly eventually gets in? No. Next on the list, Sammy Sosa, first year on the ballot. He got the least amount of votes of the first-year PED suspected players, 12.5%. Do we think Sammy Sosa eventually gets in to Cooperstown? We'll start it off with Jeremy.
I would have said yes until I saw his Pinterest page today. Now I'm saying no.
KP?
I don't think so.
Angelo?
Nope.
And Brian?
Four consecutive six home run seasons with 60 home runs is hard to ignore, but no, I don't think he gets in.
Sosa's the hardest one of all. No, not the hardest one, but Sosa didn't really do anything and then exploded in 98. He is the most shadiest of all of them, I think. So I'm going to go no on Sammy Sosa. Okay, maybe not the shadiest. Shadiest,
you can
is
say
probably,
it. He's shady.
He is shady. But the shadiest is Rafael Palmeiro, who actually got busted after everything was said and done for steroids. 8.8% of the ballot. He's the last one on here that got over 5%. 3,000 hits, 500 home runs, and he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame. Anybody else want to say he will get in one day?
No.
No, depressingly.
Nope.
Yep. Nope. Nope, it's going to take a drastic change in voter thoughts to get Palmeiro in. Guys that got less than 5% of the ballot, Bernie Williams, Kenny Lofton, Julio Franco. Ironically, I think Julio Franco's batting stance is in the Hall of Fame. David Wells out, and of course, the worst vote of the Hall of Fame voting, Aaron Seeley, got one vote for the Hall of Fame. Jeremy, I'll give you a minute. I know you loved Kenny Lofton. What does it mean to you that he didn't even get the 5% to stay on the ballot?
Oh, man, I was surprised. I obviously did not expect him to get elected or anywhere near it, but I definitely thought he would garner more support to keep him on the ballot. I mean, you know, he was just so consistent all around and for multiple different teams for multiple years, and I guess it might have been a pipe dream for Lofton to actually be in the Hall of Fame, but, you know, knocked off the ballot very first year, even with the talent that was in his class, just really shocked me. I don't know. Him and Bernie kind of blew my mind.
All right, we're going to get into our personal ballots over on the blog, 3u3d.mlblogs.com. We actually put people in our Hall of Fame. We enlist the help of a couple of our fan cave friends, Kelsey Shea and Megan Washington, along with my brother, Matt Mapes. He said he wanted to help out. He wanted to put his thoughts out there. So we enlisted his help as well. We actually put players in our Hall of Fame. We had 8 votes. 7 out of 8 votes went to Bagwell, Biggio, Dale Murphy, and Mike Piazza gets in with 6 out of 8 votes for us. Get into our personal ballots. We'll start it off with KP. Bagwell, Biggio, Fred McGriff, Dale Murphy, Mike Piazza. What led you to pick those guys to go in?
I guess the only shocker there would probably be Fred McGriff out of the group of there, but I don't know. I love Fred McGriff. He's been on the Braves. He was on the Braves when I was a Braves fan when I was a young kid, and I can't get enough of him on TV. For Tommy Mansky's back-to-back AAU national championships. And I don't know. I think he's always been a consistent player. He's got a great, he doesn't have a great face for the game, but he's been a great face for the game. He's pretty much done everything right, kind of like Craig Biggio, Jeff Bagwell type of guy, and always keeps himself well.
All right, going to go over to Angelo. Angelo, your ballot. Bagwell, Edgar Martinez, Mattingly, McGriff, Morris, Murphy, Trammell, Larry Walker. You were the only person to vote for Morris and Alan Trammell. You're the Detroit guy, so defend yourself.
Well, for no coincidence, I still feel Jack Morris is deserving of being in the Hall of Fame, minus his ERA statistic. And he, like I said, probably won't get there now, but it is what it is. I just feel Alan Trammell will get there, and there's still time to go on his ballot at least. He only dropped a very little bit, and I think he's still hovering in the area where he could have a surge maybe in maybe 3 or 4 years back again. I think next year is just going to be a bunch of first ballot guys, so that's just my opinion.
Random question. I'm just throwing this out there, Angelo. Didn't happen when he was with the Tigers. But Jack Morris doesn't win Game 7 of the World Series, does he ever get more than 50% of the Hall of Fame vote from the 1991 Game 7 World Series? 10 shutout innings, gets the win, wins the Twins the World Series. That game doesn't happen, or he loses that game. Does he ever sniff 50% of the Hall of Fame vote?
That's a really tough one. I like to think I remember more than just than that one game, but I think he loses that game. I think you're right. I think he's probably more on the outside looking in, but you know, the way I look at it right now, he's still on the outside. So your 50% thing might hold true, maybe even 40%.
Jeremy, over to you. Your ballot, the Killer Bees, Bagwell and Biggio, Don Mattingly, Dale Murphy, Mike Piazza, and the only – oh, I lied. Kelsey also voted for Lee Smith, but that might have been a little bit of a Cardinals bias. Jeremy, what was going on with your ballot as you filled it out?
Well, Biggio, Bagwell, Dale Murphy, Piazza, all four very easy, obvious choices for me. And believe it or not, I'm not voting Mattingly because he's the Dodgers manager. He wouldn't be going to the Hall of Fame for managing the Dodgers. He'd be going in for being amazing with the Yankees. And, you know, he had his number retired as a Yankee. He's, you know, incredibly consistent hitter, bunch of gold gloves. He's just a guy that I think doesn't get nearly the respect he deserves in the Hall of Fame votes, and I already explained my thing about Lee Smith, so it's, you know, I actually cut my ballot down originally from about 12 to 14 guys all the way down to those six because felt like I was being far too lenient, but now that I'm thinking about it again, you know, I feel like my original 12 to 14 guys were pretty legit candidates, so we'll have to see what happens these next couple of years. It's going to be really interesting.
You know you're allowed to vote for 10. You didn't have to cut it all the way down to 6.
I know. I was being strict on myself. I was like, you know, it's a sacred thing. It's the most amazing feat in baseball. Got to really, really earn it. But then I still left off guys that were deserving. So I don't know. Don't ask me what I was thinking, man.
All right. Me and Brian were the only two podcast hosts that did put Bonds and Clemens on our ballots. Brian, you also had Bagwell, Biggio, Mattingly, McGuire, Piazza, and David Wells. You're the only one that had David Wells. He didn't even get 5% of the vote. Let me see. He got 5 votes total, but he got a vote from you. So defend yourself on David Wells.
My vote's the only one that matters for David Wells. Okay, the rest of my ballot's pretty easy. I think those guys all are deserving to get in. David Wells was just kind of, you know, he's fat. He's bald. Let me give you another bald fat guy who did awesome things in life. Buddha. Why can't David Wells be like the baseball Buddha and be in the Hall of Fame? I want to see a bald fat guy stand up there and cry. Personally, I like fat guys, and he was consistent.
That was my round of applause for you.
I have no words. All right. And finally, my ballot. I actually voted for the most guys, and I only had 9 on mine. I had Bagwell, Biggio, Bonds, Clemens, Edgar Martinez, Fred McGriff, Dale Murphy, McGriff and Murphy, of course, my Homer Braves picks, Piazza, and Tim Raines. I think Murphy's out, but I only think Bagwell, Biggio, Bonds, and Clemens, Piazza actually end up getting in the hall one day. Which lets us turn to now 2014. First balloters on there include Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin, Frank Thomas, Mike Mussina, and Jeff Kent. And yes, I hear the names Maddux and Glavin and the possibility of Bobby Cox getting in from the Veterans Committee. I've already started plotting booking my trip to Cooperstown in 2014. Don't mess with me, writers. You're going to vote Tom Glavin in on the first ballot. You're going to have to deal with me. He is a Hall of Famer. He won 300 games. No PED suspicions for Tom Glavin. You're voting him in. But with all those guys now on the ballot, plus this backlog of guys, we just went through a ton of names that are on the ballot already next year. Is it time for the writers to change the rules and allow for people to write for more than 10 votes? Tim Kirchin on SportsCenter this morning was saying, how he voted for 10 guys, and he would vote for 4 of those guys that I just listed for next year's ballot, but now he's got to take off 4 guys that he is currently voting for, including possibly Jack Morris. That might be one of the reasons he doesn't get in next year, is because there are better pitchers now on the ballot like Maddux and Glavine. Should the Writers Association increase the limit from 10 votes? We'll start it off with Jeremy.
I don't think it's necessary. I don't know if there's ever been such a ridiculous class. I don't know. It's hard to say, because what I really feel is that they need to, like, just, this is hard to say as someone that doesn't get a vote and not knowing the process firsthand, but you know, it just seems like there needs to be more responsibility in voting, and that doesn't mean that they need to agree with who I pick, but, I mean, Craig Biggio not getting in, I just don't understand it. I think that the process is flawed, but I don't think the answer is adding more votes.
Brian, over to you. What are your thoughts on increasing the vote limit for next year?
When I originally heard this, I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. You know, allow more votes. You know, maybe you'll get another guy who'll get 75%. The problem with that is you're going to be spreading the votes out more. So you're actually going to probably be getting less guys get elected into the Hall of Fame. It's going to be tougher for guys to get in. I think it should stay at 10 for that reason in particular.
Angelo, over to you. Should they allow more votes for the Writers Association?
No, absolutely not. In fact, I'd be in favor of taking away some votes and maybe even lowering the percentage to get in. Maybe going down to 70% and voting 8 people in.
KP, over to you.
There's a reason why it's called the Hall of Fame, and I think that that's why they get the amount of votes that they do. I mean, it's the Hall of Fame. The best people in baseball, in the history of baseball, get in there, and hopefully without PEDs. But, I mean, there's a reason why it's hard to get in, and if they're letting everyone in and they give everyone a bunch of votes, then what is that? I mean, some people get deserving, and there's another shot when they come back in the renominated one, or when they come back and do the nomination thing for that. But, I mean, you've got your chance, and if you clearly didn't put up the numbers when you were playing baseball, then I don't know if you should get in.
All right, that'll do it for us in this Hall of Fame edition of 3 Up, 3 Down. We will see what happens next year, as the ballot will be even more intriguing. Like I said, if you guys want to come join me in Cooperstown, I only live 4 or 5 hours away. Maybe we'll have a 3U3D road trip in 2014 to go watch Greg Maddux and Tom Glavine get inducted into Cooperstown, hopefully. Maybe even Mike Piazza, Jeremy.
That is on my baseball bucket list to get to Cooperstown.
Can we get Jose Vidra inducted? He's on the ballot next year.
Oh, I loved Jose Vidra.
That's what
Jose Vidra.
I'll take a trip.
Jose Vidra was the guy that always ended up on my, like, video game fantasy team. Like, I would always do the fantasy draft where I could build my own team with the players, and he would always end up as my second baseman in, like, the 12th round after they picked all the players. I would just end up with him, and he was fantastic.
He turned out to be a pretty good pick, huh? Pretty good pick.
I like Jose Vidra. Expos pride. But I will guarantee he does not get 5% of the vote.
Well, if he does, I will make the trip to watch it with you. Only if Jose Vidra's in.
Only if Jose Vidra's in? I bet you're coming if Mike Piazza gets in.
As a Dodger.
As a Dodger. Except he's going to be as a Met, but if it gets Jeremy to come.
Dream crushers.
And I'm sure we'll see Jeremy if, see Angelo if Alan Trammell gets 50% more of the vote.
Or Jack Morris.
Oh, Jack Morris. Or there you go. Maybe we'll get a Brewer in and a Ranger in. Maybe,
but only if Morris goes in as a Tiger.
No, yeah, it's possible.
The only Ranger on there is going to be Palmeiro, so I doubt that.
Yeah. It doesn't look good for our chances of getting Brian to Cooperstown next year. But that'll do it for us this week. Make sure you check out the blog, 3u3d.mlblogs.com, if you would like to see the other 3 ballots from Megan Kelsey and my brother Matt on there. Check out our Twitter. It's at 3u3d. Like us on Facebook. It's 3 up, 3 down. All words, no numbers over there. for my fellow Baseball Roundtable associates, Kurt Peter, Jeremy Dorn, Brian Boynton, and Angelo Felicia. I am nearly Brian Mapes. I'm sorry we ran out of time. We'll get to future Hall of Famer Eddie Mata the next time. Throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.